Good morning. You're on the air with KODY's Mugs in the Morning.
This is Senator Groney. Am I too late?
Nope.
No, of course not, Senator Groney. You're never too late. We're running on God's time.
Actually, yeah. We just had Chief Hudson call in about the bill. What was that number again?
LB 1222, Senator Wayne's bill.
He's not even going to induce it. He had a hearing on it Friday afternoon, what I heard about it. The people who support, finally, people are standing up and getting off their butts. They came in, and the people who supported the police that way outnumbered those who wanted to defund them.
Good.
So it was, hearing didn't go the way Senator Wayne was hoping. But I don't think it's too late. I mean, we don't have enough time for him to get it out of committee, and
yeah.
We got 5 or 6 days. But it's not going. But it tells you what's happening in our country. Anyway, everybody's seen what happened on my discipline,
yes.
Protecting teachers, and I had my 33 votes, but the Bernieites, I call them, and the ones who want to destroy our society, cornered Senator Klauske, and he changed his vote. That was very disappointing to his school districts and to the parents and teachers in his district, but he's
nice.
Term limited. He'll be gone in 5 or 6 days. But I'm bringing it back. I'm going to maybe put it on another bill and make them vote on it again. I think the rank-and-file teachers are starting to understand that it's the Republicans and the conservatives that respect them and want to help them in their classroom. It's the left, all they want to do is control what's taught in the classroom. That's all they care about, public education. It's not over. It's always a struggle. It's always a fight to do the right thing and get it done. But that's what happened. By one vote, it should not have even been filibustered because of the content of it and the necessity of getting it done. It's what I'm hearing from teachers is what's happening in the streets of America is starting in our public schools because we no longer allow them to teach them children about behavior and what's expected in society. So they go out in the streets to tear down statutes. But we're still working on it.
Okay.
Today I have my micro TIF bill. Hopefully we get to it, and Senator Wayne lets us, the other 48 senators, do something. But it should come up, and as far as I know, it shouldn't fly through, but you never know.
Yeah.
It came out of committee 7-0. Three very strong Democrats voted it out of committee. It's good for workforce housing. It's good for North Platte, and I think it'll be a boom to small towns and to the taxpayer because now we'll fix up houses and affordable housing. The streets and curbs and sewers are already there, so the taxpayer doesn't have to build, pay for that. When they build in cornfields or near out in pastures near golf courses, that's because the house is already there. But we'll see what happens. As far as I know, it'll be okay. And then another contentious bill is coming up today, Senator Kavanaugh's, where she wants to include hair texture and protective hairstyles inside the definition of race.
Inside the definition of what?
Race.
Race.
Yeah.
I'm really having trouble trying to put those two together.
Mm.
Well, hair braids and twists and things are that an employer, that's part of who you are, your racial makeup, not just the genetic components of who you are. So anyway, it's going to be a struggle. But I think it's racial profiling. You tell certain races and certain hairstyles are what you're supposed to wear or acceptable. But it's for all races. If you can do ancestry.com and you find out you got a little bit of Viking in you, you can wear braids in your hair and put bones in your hair and you can come to work and be a police officer or a fireman and not have to. Or if you decide you want to not shave, you can have a beard and a gas mask don't work for you, but you're a police officer or a fireman, you can do that. So anyway, I don't know where we're going in this country, but it's not good. Sad thing is this bill got 26 votes the first time.
Jeez.
So it's on select file, and I think some folks not. I'm not speak against it. I'm just basically say I think this is profiling. How far back in history do you go? I mean, you know, we can all follow our ancestry all the way back, and traditions and cultures and fads have come and gone on what we wear and how we wear our hair. So which one do you pick? 10 years ago? 100 years ago? 1,000 years ago? What is considered your heritage and how you wear your hair? And what if you go back far enough and, you know, and somebody had short hair, somebody had long hair, somebody was bald? Which one of those fits your heritage? I mean, it's nuts. I mean, I don't know how to sum it up any. It's crazy. I don't know where this stuff comes from.
Hang in there, Mike.
Well, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's frustrating when you're dealing with this kind of, with all the problems we have in the world and about protecting our freedoms and... protecting children.
And we're worried about hair. A grip.
Yeah, this same individual brought this, fought vigorously against protecting children in our schools and our teachers. It's the culture of chaos. It's what they want. Complete destruction of what's normal. But I have no other mission that they're on. You know, we're going to have legalized marijuana. We're going to gamble. We're going to do everything. We're just going to turn into, I don't know what we're going to turn into. I know what I'm going to turn into, a high fence around my property and protect myself. But I just got to endure this for about another 4 days this week and a couple after that, so...
Now, Senator Groney, a lot discussed last week, too, with a lot of mental health issues brought up and some other student issues brought up towards the end of the week with prioritizing students' mental health, too. Are these some measures that went through the Education Committee and that you support, specifically looking at Senator Blood's LB 751?
I don't even remember talking about that last week.
Yeah, it was...
It must have flew right through. Was it on final reading?
Oh, yeah, it did fly. It was 42-0 on the final vote.
I forget what it was. It was minor, but that's another issue. They want... The ones who opposed 147 think that there is no such thing as sin nature. There is no such thing as humans, children revolting against authority. They are mentally ill. They need a social worker. They don't need instruction on what's right and on their behavior. They need a psychiatrist. We need them in our schools. We need social workers in our schools. We don't need to tell a child, no, Johnny, sit down, you misbehaved, and explain to me what you did wrong. No, we bring a psychologist in. Because there's no such, if you're an atheist, there's no such thing as sin and revolting against God and that authority. You're mentally ill. And I have fought that as education chair as hard as I can to bring that into our schools. A teacher is not a mental health expert. Don't get me wrong. We have mental illnesses, but misbehavior is not a mental illness. It's who the human nature. So we fight it, and we fight it, but it's coming. And I'm not. Don't say I don't believe in mental illness. It is. People have mental illness. People are depressed. But what they're talking about is not that. It's what... You know, maybe I think too much or too rational, but a 17-year-old kid comes to school and tears up the classroom. He's mentally ill. That night he goes out and tears a statue down and throws bricks through the window, and he's doing his public duty as a citizen. He's taking part in his government. Explain that to me. But that's what they're telling us. Anyway...
Well, then I think that made me think too, Senator Groney. I know the biggest thing that the opponents of your discipline in the classroom bill brought up was students of minority might be targeted or those with mental health issues. But looking at just if somebody has a mental handicap, obviously the teacher's aware of that, and that should be a completely different circumstance. That individual needs different attention as well. I don't think there's the bill.
No, if they have a special education student.
Mm-hmm.
They have an IEP, Independent Educational Plan.
Yes.
There's a group in the school, counselors, teachers, administrators, parents, they get together and have a plan. If the plan says when the child disrupts in class, the best thing to do is de-escalate him in the classroom. If then he stays in the classroom. There's an exception in that bill to that. They put up a straw dog that shouldn't even been talked about on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the problem is about dishonesty of politicians. They attack something that isn't a problem.
Yeah.
The bill covered that.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question. Is I know I think that's a legitimate concern, and is that something the bill can cover?
They wanted to say there's two parts of that bill. That was in removal from the classroom.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to say, well, if a child has an IEP, and let's say it was mental health or autism or whatever, that if he attacked the teacher, you could not restrain him. The teacher had to get beat up.
Yeah.
Now, you explain that to me, where anybody has an excuse to harm somebody else. What do you think, Tristan? Do you think they ought to be able to do that?
Oh, absolutely not. I think the teacher should be able to restrain themselves. I agree with you.
To intervene.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
I agree
wholeheartedly. What they wanted to do is Johnny's beating up Susie because he don't like what Susie did. The teacher's supposed to let him beat up Susie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. And that is what happens now.
Yeah.
300 teachers had workman comp last year in a small state of Nebraska from being assaulted.
My goodness.
So Senator Walz jumped up and threw, she must have been in drama class, and she threw her coat down and yelled at me about this. Tell me when this is happening in our schools. And I said, well, there's 300. Well, how it can't be happening very often. Well, let's figure that out. They work about 35 weeks. All right, 5-day week times 160 days in the classroom, 185-day contract. So you divide that by 300. That's 10 a week.
Yeah.
In the state of Nebraska, teachers are getting beat up so bad they have to take workman comp. Now, you tell me if we should worry about their mental health at that instance, or should we worry about protecting people?
Well, and what about the mental health of the teacher, too, Mike? Because if this happens to the teacher so often and they're defenseless, there's got to be some mental health issues that are occurring with the teacher as well. I mean, PTSD could occur with these teachers, too. And the last thing we need is for a shortage of education more so than what we already have.
They're retiring early because of it.
Yeah.
The number one reason I hear in the teachers' union here is why teachers are retiring early.
Or just getting another job. Throw that career out the window.
Retiring from the teaching profession.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, what they do with their lives after that is up to them. But I'm sure they're not around kids. I can beat them up. But anyway, no. We worry too much about mental health, Tristan. It's we all get depressed. We all have a bad day. We all get mad like I did on the floor the other day. But I'm not mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a bunch of vegetables walking around with no feelings, and I guess we can get some Ritalin out for everybody. But that's
what a boring world. Emotion is what makes our world exciting.
But
so,
you're not mentally ill because you were angry one moment, or you got
absolutely
one day,
not.
Or you're laughing too much on the street corner. You're not mentally ill.
Absolutely not. Senator Groney, where are we at with the youth rehabilitation centers? I know that was something we covered the past couple
through.
Weeks. Has it all finished?
I mean, it's fluff until we put some guards that can do again, can stop these kids from beating up the social workers. That's what's happened in Geneva. We had some individuals to tore the place apart. Up at Kearney, we had two of them tore a bed apart and took a metal rod and beat up two social workers. Nobody in the place trained to a guard. No guards. Can you believe that?
My
no fences. They finally put a fence up around Kearney.
Yeah, after what, half a dozen escapees? That place always has an escapee.
Yeah, so until we get that fixed, you're still going to have problems there. But then we didn't address any of that.
Yeah.
But they took away some powers from the governor. It's an executive branch is what I said on the floor. We give guidance to the executive branch and they do it, but we're trying to micro. There's a group down here that wants to micromanage everything. So anyway,
Well, Senator Groney, we do have to wrap up. Anything else you want to add today, sir?
If we teach our kids in the way they should go early in the schools and teach them discipline and boundaries, they don't end up with the YRTC.
Absolutely. Sheriff Kramer and I were talking about that last Thursday on the air. They don't end up there. They don't end up in the Lincoln County Detention Center or State Pen, so forth and so on.
If they're trained in behavior and getting along with others when they're in school, that wouldn't happen. But it's an epidemic now. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, you can see how frustrated I am, but it's a strange world we live in.
To say the least.
All right. Thanks, guys, for taking my phone call.
See you, Mike.
Thanks, Senator Groney. We'll talk to you next Monday.